Let's talk about this Kristanin Kumari. Not prismatic Kumari, but Kristanin Kumari. Okay. Motivation. Kristanin Kumari was invented by Grothendieck in 1966 in order to find a good P.I.D. Kumari theory to fill in the gaps at P in the families of L. Adik and Da Kumari, and to refine the notion of Dharam Kumari in positive characteristic. Well, I suppose Dharam Kumari is reasonably defined with characteristic 0, and we want to have something for characteristic P. And when it comes to something local, L. Adik and Da Kumari works well, but for L equals P, it doesn't work well. It was started by Grothendieck's lectures in Yashas in 1966, where he outlined the program, and this program was worked out by Buffalo in his thesis 74. The motivation to motivate the story, we first look at some known Kumari theory at that time. Firstly, we had L. Adik Kumari. So this L. Adik Kumari starts with finite field small k equals fq for some finite field of characteristic P. And if L is not equal to P, which means L coprime to P, a prime number, then we can look at a smooth projective and geometrically connected scheme big X over small k. Well, the most important numerical invariant of big X is zeta function, defined by counting the points, exponential, parenthesis, sum from n, for n from 1 to infinity. The denominator is n, the numerator is the number of fq to the power n point of x. So absolute value x parenthesis fq to the power n. So you count the solution of x inside fq to the power n, and then you divide it by n, and then you multiply by t to the power n. This is obviously a function on t. It is clear from the second expression. The second expression tells you that this equals the product of 1 over 1 minus t to the power degree of x, where x comes from k bar point of x, and you take absolute value. What do you mean by absolute value of k bar points of x? Which means the cardinality of k bar points? Well, then this is a number. How do you say small x is inside? I think this means x is k bar point. Yeah, x is k bar point of big X. And then you compute 1 over 1 minus t to the power degree of this x, the take product. Anyway, it is clear from the second expression that this zeta x parenthesis t, a zeta function of x, is power theory. So t by dt is the great result by V. Duverg, Grothendieck, Deligny, and other, that this function is actually a rational function. So I suppose a rational function should mean that you have a polynomial of t over the numerator and denominator, and it satisfies the functional equation with zeros being of specific absolute values. This is the famous weak conjecture. So how do people prove this? Motivated by finger cohomology for complex varieties, we suggested that this conjecture should follow formally from the existence of certain cohomology theory of varieties or finite fields, where the left sheaves fixed points, Poincaré duality, and other properties holds. And then in this way, we can study the point counting by looking at Frobenius action. This is, I don't know how, when this works, you look at Frobenius action and you can study points counting. I don't know. But the history that Grothendieck and Michel Artin managed to prove the L. Adik, to produce the L. Adik Da Kumari, which satisfy very good property, just as singular Kumari. Moreover, when X comes from a smooth projective scheme over a finitely generated Z algebra R inside of C, there exists a comparison theorem between L. Adik cohomology and singular cohomology given by. So you first compute the L. Adik cohomology of X K bar E tau with coefficient in ZL. We don't know what is x k bar e tau. Think about it. Should be a scheme. It equals the singular cohomology of x analytic with coefficient z, and then you tensor coefficient to zl. Here we know that the compression does not kill the torsion, namely the L torsion information of the singular cohomology of X analytic is covered by H star XZL. The L torsion is there. XK bar should mean base change to K bar special. Geometric point, but a tau, what does a tau mean here? I don't know. However, things become quite different when L equals P. In fact, almost now the ball properties holds for p-adic a tau cohomology, so we need a good p-adic cohomology theory which help us to find out those lost p-torsion information. Because for L-adic cohomology, we only have Betti numbers and L-torsion. There is no way to find P-torsion.